This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 presents Absolutely Everybody, sponsored by and presented by Anecto, the People Network. Absolutely Everybody, only on Joy 94.9.
We are back with someone from the Threshold Choir. The Threshold Choir originally emerged from one woman's struggle to be present at the death of a friend from HIV/AIDS, starting in America by Kate Munger, and chapters of the choir have emerged all over the world. Sally Bracker has studied singing at NMIT and found the concept of using her singing to bring comfort. Welcome, Sally.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Lovely to be here.
We are so excited to know more about both the Threshold Choir, but also you and what's going on in this area in Melbourne. So tell us
a
little bit.
Well, the Threshold Choir have been going for a year, and the idea came to me. I'd done some singing at the Royal Children's Hospital. We'd gone and done a performance down at the Starlight Foundation there. And another choir that I had been in, we sang at St. Vincent's Hospital. And we were, you know, singing mostly Christmas carols on the wards. And one of the nurses came up and said, there's a patient who's dying. Would you like to come and sing outside of his door?
Wow, that's a pretty intense request.
Yeah, so we did it. And it was the most profound and beautiful experience I've ever had. You know, it was one of the highlights of my life. I just really felt that we'd really, through our song, made a difference to this person's dying process and for the family.
What did you sing? Do you remember?
Oh, I think it was something about angels, actually.
Okay.
Because we had Christmas carols, so obviously we didn't want to sing jingle bells or anything like that.
Maybe not quite so appropriate.
So we did have an angel song up our sleeve, so we sang that one.
Right.
So, yeah, that was my motivation. I thought, how I want to do more of this. And it's funny how Google, so I must have been Googling and I found this, the Threshold Choir in America. And, oh my God, there are people doing this wonderful work.
Yeah.
So I got in contact with them.
Great.
And they said, well, look, there's no one in Melbourne doing it, but if you'd like to start one, you're welcome to. And I was very fortunate. I'd just moved back to Melbourne and there was an ad in the Good Weekend paper about the Sydney Threshold Choir. So that's attracted so a whole lot of people registered their interest and said, I'd like to be involved with the choir. So the people came.
You just put it out there?
Yeah.
And bingo. So how many of you are there?
There's probably at the moment about eight of us.
Oh, okay.
So quite a small group. We've had a few people leave for study commitment. So we've got some people out in the wings who, yes, but there's probably about an eight, you know, core group of us at the moment. So
wow.
Yeah.
So how can people do, can people get in touch with you and make requests, or how does the choir actually work?
Yeah, we're invited to bedside. So because we've only been together for just, you know, a year, and we've just been focusing on learning a repertoire, and we've just done we've sung at the Austin at the palliative care unit there, and then we...
And that place needs all the colour and movement it can get. Let me tell you, I've gone and visited a few times, and I've visited a few LGBTI people, and we've actually talked about going in with paintbrushes, saying, this needs some prettying up. It needs a bit of rainbow power.
Oh, well, maybe they've got a new palliative care unit there now.
That's
just, I think, been open not so long.
Right.
So I think you'd be quite impressed with it.
Great.
And, so, bedazzled it up a bit.
Yeah, nice to hear. I'm pleased because when people are recovering from something or going through a really trying time in your life, the last thing you want is to wake up to that mental health green paint that they seem to put
or
everywhere.
The sort of off-white grey that slowly goes a bit black and
you get a bit of dirt
on the wall.
So cheery, Amy.
Oh, you can tell I've spent a little time in hospitals over the years.
Yeah.
I just think it's a magnificent idea, and I would hope that more and more people would be involved, because I would see it as such an honour to be able to bring that kind of joy to someone's life in such a hard time. Is that how you see your work with the choir?
Yeah, I think that's a good word that you've chosen, an honour. When we sing for people, it does. It feels like a real honour to be able to do that work, and it's very intimate too.
Mm.
And I think the people that are called to do that work are really called to do it from their own personal experiences with death and dying, whether it's a loved one or a friend or facing their own mortality. So people are really called to do it from their heart, and because it's not joining a choir to perform, it's really joining a choir to be of service or do this work. And as you said, it's a real honour.
What kind of songs do you have in your repertoire at the moment?
Well, all of the... Because we're linked to, as you were saying, the Threshold Choir was started in America, so most of the choirs are over there. So, and most of the songs have been written by the Threshold Choir members in America. So they're not songs that you would hear.
So they're original songs.
Yeah, so they're original songs that are purposely written for people who are dying or on the thresholds of life. So
okay.
Yeah.
So have I got this right? So with what you're doing with the choir, you're looking at bedside choirs and doing the threshold work, but you're also singing for other people who may be in hospitals and... Is that right? So is it just the palliative care aspect and mainly in that key area?
Well, because we've just started and we've just started singing, so we've gone over to the Austin and we sang in the corridors at the palliative care unit there, and then we went over to the Western Hospital and we did the same thing, but we were actually taken down to the intensive care unit and we... weren't planning to do bedside singing, but we ended up singing it for two patients' bedsides. But the bedside singing is very different. Because we are just starting, we've started off in the corridors and as a group maybe of eight of us, but when we're invited to go to the bedside, you only go in a small group of two to three.
It could be a bit overwhelming, I imagine, if there's too many people. Yeah.
So that's where we are, I suppose, in the choir's development, is now we're just coming to look at, okay, how do we be at the bedside of people who are dying in small groups? So, that's where we are working with at the moment.
Yeah. And what do you need to... I mean, are there places open for people who are thinking, wow, I would love to do that, or, you know, I feel a real affiliation to want to know more about it and to connect with the possibility of doing it? Do you have a way that they're particular people you're looking for, or particular voice types, or...?
Obviously we're looking for someone who with an open heart and who feels, called to do this work, and someone that can carry a tune or hold their own part in a harmony, or who is willing to want to learn how to do that.
Do you have to be able to read music?
No, you don't need to do that.
That's a bonus?
Yeah. And people who are prepared to commit themselves to the fortnightly rehearsals and commit themselves to the process of being involved with the choir.
Yeah. It's fantastic work.
Whereabouts do you rehearse?
We rehearse every fortnight in Hawthorne.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, so being able to get there is another thing for some people, just knowing where that location is.
Yeah. So, well, we chose that one because it's central. We've got people from south, north, east and west, so it's a pretty central location for people.
Yeah, which is great.
Mm. Yeah.
So if people want to know more, what would you recommend?
I would go, they could go to the our website, which is www.melbournethresholdchoir.org, and that will give them more information about the choir and what we do, and then there's a contact form there. So we are looking, or we're taking new members at the moment, so if it is something that you're interested in, you could, yeah, contact us via that website.
Yep. And that website again?
www.melbournethresholdchoir.org.
All one word. Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Oh. It's been a genuine pleasure. It's fascinating work. And I can only commend you and your choir colleagues. I think it's amazing.
Mm. Thank you. Yeah. Thanks.
Bringing a little joy to your life. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.